Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Mark Trevina of TV1. Mark, appreciate you joining me this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Gary. It's lovely. And, you know, this is obviously a podcast. There's no vision, but we're looking out the window. We're on the 8th floor here in ISE, and the sun's come out. So
I know.
It's a happy day.
I hear Amsterdam. This is my first time here, but I hear that you guys don't get to see the sun over here very often.
No. There's a number of shows we come to here. So we also come to IBC, which is in September.
Uh-huh.
And that's at the end of the summer, and it's just gorgeous. And you can hang outside and drink coffee. And here, it's kind of you wake up in the morning in the dark, go to work in the dark, and the only change you get is whether it's raining or not. You know, so,
yeah.
But it's great. You know, we've had a great show so far, and, you know, everybody seems to be upbeat. You know, and I'd say ISE this year is, you know, I know you always say this in the PR afterwards. They always say it's the best ever, but, you know, certainly for us, it seemed very, very busy this year, and lots of new technology out and about as well. So it's a great show. We look forward to, and the, you know, the timing of it is kind of strange because it's in February. So we started working on this last September, October, and it's just great to be here and see all the guys coming to find TV1 here, you know?
Yeah, it is a really nice show. It's my first time being here, and it's kind of overwhelming. You know, this show is literally a city inside of another really nice city.
And yeah, and so much tech. And you know, my previous industry, I was in broadcast.
Okay.
And I moved to AV about 5-6 years ago when I started work with TV1. And the first thing that struck me was kind of all the connectors are different. And the second thing was like how broad our industry is. And here, you know, I just come across from a partner booth, and I saw some signage players, some IP gear, and a guy selling cables and a guy selling shrink wrap for cables, you know, all in a 3 or 4 minute walk. You know?
Yeah.
So it's brilliant. Everything's here.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I come from a broadcast background myself, and, you know, it was a BNC connector or an XLR connector. You know, that was about as fancy as it got. You come here, and there are so many different types of technology. You don't realize it when you're thinking of just, you know, sound and images on a screen, but, you know, not just the connectors, but the manufacturers and what they're doing with it.
Yeah, and we're getting better as an industry. You know, SDI, the great thing about SDI is it's a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're getting better now with HDMI 2.0, DisplayPort. We're handling all these things a lot better as an industry. And there is commonality. I still feel trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel people think, oh, can I trust that technology?
Sure.
And, you know, and this is our show floor, but quite often you'll go to an install and there'll still be VGA and all sorts of stuff in there. But,
yep.
You know, I feel the industry was starting to mature and was starting to collaborate. And there's much more interoperability. There's still a trust issue, and that's something
yep.
at TV1 we're trying to do two things: is give people trust in AV, and also, you know, give people the broad experience of coming to effectively one company to get a bunch of solutions.
Yeah, you know, that's very handy for the people coming into this, because it can be very confusing if you're new to this industry. I know when I transitioned from broadcast to AV, I was not prepared for the overwhelming sensation of realizing how much I didn't know. It can be eye-opening.
It's eye-opening. And there's things like, you know, I listen to our support calls, and quite often it's just these four-letter acronyms like mm-hmm. HDCP and EDID. And, you know, for you and I from a broadcast environment, you know, you just plug an SDI cable, it works.
Exactly.
And it works 100% of the time.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, and you've got to have vendors and partners you can trust who are doing that stuff right.
Yeah.
That's so important, or else you'll get something out in the field and it just won't work together.
Yeah, very much. So does TV1 have anything in particular that you're announcing or launching for ISE?
So a bunch of stuff, actually. It was so much stuff. Our booth isn't big enough, and we kept on bringing more and more. I guess the biggest announcement was pre-show was our parent company, which is called Spitfire Creative Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
They've also they've invested in Green Hippo.
Okay.
So we're now partner companies, which is really cool. So, you know, we're traditional AV, you know, we're kind of the middle-aged kind of people, you know, and on the stand. And then you got the Green Hippo guys who are the dead cool ones. And they're, you know, but we're bringing together best of two worlds. So, you know, TV1 is traditionally a hardware company with a software layer on top.
Uh-huh.
Green Hippo the other way around, really. They're really GPU based with the interfaces on top of them. So, you know, going forward, we're going to leverage that and we're going to create some great stuff. But for here, we've had a really cool exhibit called the Lobby Redefined. You know, when you go to a corporate headquarters and you go in and there's either kind of a dull, boring video wall, or maybe there's a bit of sculpture and it's been there 20 or 30 years.
Dust laying everywhere.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, you want to grab people's attention. So what we've done is we've combined from Green Hippo, we've got taken the Hippotizer, which is, I call it a media server, but that's really doing an injustice. It's used traditionally in the live events industry. So, you know, if you watch X Factor or, you know, the Britain and America's got talent shows and they've got the LED wall behind and they've got all those textures, that is normally Green Hippo.
Okay, that's very nice.
That's the sort of thing they're doing. And we're in TV One with the Choreomaster range. We are doing big or creative video walls. So, you know, big up to 56 outputs. So that can be quite big, or bigger edge blends or creative walls, or a mix of all of that. And we've combined the two because what we bring, obviously being hardware, is really low latency, high quality. Mm-hmm. And what they bring is creative video, generative effects, being able to layer multiple layers of video, putting keys through. You know, put in, you know, when I say it's a media player, I know you're thinking, hey, it's like Windows
Media Player. Not my DVR.
No, it's not that. So, you know, in some of their products, you can do, you know, 8 to 10 layers of video, and they can all have separate little cue points, and they can be bouncing backwards and forwards, or looping, or randomly going on frames, and then going down through, you add keys and alpha channels and kind of make it all reveal. And in all of my time in broadcast and now in AV is about making the image as pristine as possible. And what Green Hippo do is add all these crazy filters. Tell you what, it's made my home viewing even more challenging. I used to look out for Choreomasters in broadcast sets. Mm-hmm. Now it's Green Hippo as well. And like I said, every program I go on to, I kind of see it. And what we've done in our Lobby Redefined is we've combined the two. So we've got a chevron wall and a video belt.
Okay.
And we're making the creative wall element of it and the low latency video. And then over the top of that, we're layering Green Hippo content. And we're using notch filters. So notch is something I've only heard of recently since we got to become buddies with Green Hippo. And it's a huge community use notch. And it is basically a generative effect. So if you were videoing your eye now, it can live put effects. So it could wave the video or put any sort of filter live on top. Wow. So we're doing that. Now,
seems like Snapchat for broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a lot of these things, I know that I'm hoping we're giving a good picture, but if anybody's listening to this, they want to see this, in the next week or two, we'll have all the YouTube videos up. Can I plug our YouTube site? So,
Absolutely.
So it's... there's lots of TV stations called TV One, so we have to delineate ourselves. But if you go onto YouTube and go TV One hyphen AV, that's where all our masterclasses and all our show videos are. And I'll put a video up of this so people can see that.
Yeah,
that's been the landmark piece, and that's been grabbing a lot of attention. The second thing is we've put a load of effort into Choreomaster. Choreomaster is a product that's been around since I've been with the company, but we just continue to enhance.
Is Choreomaster?
So it's a video wall processor. It's at its simplest, but it can handle screens, displays, projectors, LED walls, all of that. It can control, like I say, up to 56 screens out of a single chassis. We can split that into four different video walls. So, you know, so if we just give a picture of your palace here, Gary, just imagine, you had video walls here. You had a lobby wall behind you. You had one outside, you had one in your boardroom.
I like the way that looks.
And you got one in your jacuzzi room.
Uh-huh,
you know, we could do that all off one chassis. And we do a mixture of creative, large LEDs. And we're in all sorts of verticals. So retail, it's been really popular recently. Corporates, governments. So control wall type elements or training centers for military, healthcare, corporate, of course, we're in a bunch of spaces. And the thing people have been asking us for in this industry, and there's things I've been asking ever since I joined the industry, is security. So security of being able to, you know, HTTPS, getting a certificate So you know that nobody else is going to control your video or put a source up. You know, imagine we're in your jacuzzi.
That could be awful.
And that could be, imagine what someone could put up. Yeah. So yeah, they want that. They also want multiple connectivity to a unit. So, you know, we could have touch panels around here and we could be bringing up different material. Mm-hmm. And they also want, and this will, you'll like this coming from your broadcast background, they also want some feedback, what's going on in the system. So you imagine you lose a source. You don't want your boss running down the corridor and say, "Hey Gary, where's my source?"
Yeah.
You want to know where it is. It's gone right away. So we're doing that through a combination of HTTPS, REST, and a REST API, and WebSockets. So a combination of the three, and the feedback's been great on that. And so that's happening behind the scenes. Like I said, then we've gone large with it, and we've added audio into a video wall. One of my buddies at work is He's a home cinema geek, and he says he could never understand why there's not more audio in AV.
Right.
So we're putting the A back into AV.
Do
you like that?
I do.
We can now push audio right through the video wall from the source right.
And
the
so display. I assume this is like a breakaway audio, so that I can determine. I've got dozens of sources on the screen, but I can select which audio source I can actually hear.
Yeah, for sure. So we can. I just told you about we can do multiple video walls. Each video wall can have separate audio. We can choose where it comes through. We can either do it embedding and de-embedding through the system. So imagine if we had like an SDI source. Imagine we're back in your broadcast days, we're in your studio. We got SDI sources coming through. We got HDMI sources, maybe IP feeds coming through as well. We can de-embed audio off that and then re-embed it onto the display, or we can add a little breakout card. So we've gone from the good old days when you and I were doing broadcasts, there'd be a huge cable and like loads of connectors flailing at the end. Yeah. So now we've got, now what we do is we use, it's all in one module. So we can put in some analog and digital audio, and we can take out four sets of digital analog. And we think that's going to be really important in a number of environments, including retail, and also that kind of public lobby type space I was talking about. The other thing, so we did so much we couldn't actually physically fit it on the stand with Corrimaster even, is that we've now lowered our latency. So typically, if you're doing an IP into a video wall, the latency is around something like 800 milliseconds, which is kind of a long time. And it's long enough, you know, that you can see that it's not in sync. We brought that down to 300 milliseconds. And it was really interesting, the vertical that was crying out for that initially was education. They wanted IP cameras in a lecture hall, and they wanted it to be so you know when you wave your hands that it's you can see there's not a lag. So
it appears real time.
And that's the thing about TV1. You know, we're not a huge company, but probably between a third and a half are involved either in research and development or manufacturing, and we make our own gear. So a lot of manufacturers will get gear made on the same line out, maybe out in the Far East or in China. We make our gear in the most rock and roll place you'll ever go to, which is Margate down in Kent. So it's the next place after there is France.
Oh, very nice.
And we're not going to mention Brexit, okay? So we can practically see France.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah. So we can almost see France from Margate. So we've got a manufacturing hub down there. Research and development is about an hour outside of London. So we've got the Kent hub, we've got a London hub as well, and then we've got support teams all around the globe.
It seems like you've got your hands in a little bit of everything. How do you manage the time? How do you have all this packed into your brain?
So we work really hard. So, so
you must.
So we work really hard, and we try and message things very, very carefully, because you are right, it can become overwhelming. What do you do? What don't you do? You know, so we've essentially got several ranges. We've got, you know, the Corrimaster we've just been talking about. We do multi-window processors, which, once again, if I convert that into broadcast, you would call it a multi-viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But with a multi-viewer, it's kind of fixed.
Yeah.
And you can't change anything. You kind of put it in the beginning of the project, stays where ours, you can overlay the videos in different ways, add labels, borders, all that sort of stuff, so it can fit the space. The latest one's called CorioView, and what people love is it works straight out of the box. So there's no programming. There's a bunch
easy
of buttons
use.
On the front. Yeah, easy of use. They love the labeling, especially in broadcast. They like, you know, so many times you'd have gone camera one, and that'd be labeled. So we have two label fields, so we could put camera one, Gary, and we could choose what it said in each instance. So that's we showed that as almost released product last year. And this year it's come here as a really mature product. We've got great ideas for that. So that's the second piece. Allied to that, we do low latency switcher scalers for a bunch of different verticals, including medical, corporate, industrial. So that's a big chunk of what we do, of those pieces. And it's all based around Corio. Mm-hmm. So most people, when they talk about TV One, I haven't heard of TV One, I've heard of Corio. Corio, the original concept was about choreography for video.
Okay.
So we used to have all these beautiful graphics of dancers around the booth. So that's where it comes from. Spelt slightly different, but mm-hmm. So that range, and we've been doing that probably for 25 years. The base technology, which is written around FPGAs. So most at that point, people were using kind of chips that did one thing, and you know the brains behind the company, you know, and he's still with the company. A guy called Richard. He's like, you give him a problem and he'll think about it for 5 minutes. I got the, I know how to do it. You know, and we've used that technology and carried on doing it. And, you know, we've been industry leaders at it. At one point, we were the only people doing it, and we're still industry leaders. Low latency, high quality, you know, and we've taken technology that originally was based around, you know, 720p, 1080p, you know, even further back than that, you know, lower resolutions, and we've continued to update it. So now it's like 4K. System completely through, and then the other side of the company is signal processing. So the part of the company we do that with is called Magenta. So Magenta used to be a buddy company, and we joined up about 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow!
So we use that brand for signal extension. So we kind of got two halves.
Really, are into a little bit of everything.
And this year we've brought in probably, so as well as everything I've just told you, we brought in probably 30 or 40 SKUs of signal management. Main focus has been HDMI 2.0, which it's kind of walked around the show. I've seen a lot of that, and then people are looking for 444, 4K60, that sort of stuff. So we've brought in a range of things, and it's too much to talk about each in detail, but it's things starting like with a active optical cable, active optical cable, which is effectively is fiber in is the core of it. And either end, you have a AV connector, so it'll be HDMI display port. Going out of that, from that we've done distribution, switching, matrix switches. The product most people have wanted to touch and play though is that cable, and just for some simple reasons that we listen to clients, and the pain point with long cables is installing it. Imagine the pain of getting a 100-meter cable out of a plastic bag and it kind of collapsing over the floor, and you know, so ours comes on a reel, which is a simple thing, but it's just like your broadcast days where you had the SDI cables down the corridor and you pull them out and roll them through. So we do that, and then also fibers change a lot. It, you know, when I started in this industry, you didn't breathe on it because it would fracture.
Yes.
You know, this stuff you can tie in a knot. The crush test is like 200 times standing on it. It's a beautiful thing. It's so simple, but it's taken the place really of, you know, the HD-based T type extension set, you know, to put a cable in it. It's just perfect. It's more reliable. It's less to go wrong. It takes the power from the source as well. So it's just really, really simple. So we're rejuvenating Magenta. So we're halfway through a Magenta revival project. Our roadmap's really really rich as well. If I'd said about this, my boss would get really upset. So I can't tell you about it, but all I can tell you is Magenta is going to get even better this year. So by Infocom, we're hoping to introduce a whole new range to Magenta.
I'll stop the recorder and you can fill me in.
Off the record, yeah. So that's coming. So lots of work yet to do in that brand. And we continue innovating. We've over 30 years now, almost 35 years of innovation in TV One.
Wow.
And always keeping it, you know, 35 years is a long time for a company. And like I said, you know, I told you about the brains behind the outfit. It's a guy called Richard. He started the company and built it up from nothing. And he's still with us. He believes in what we do so much.
That's
you
awesome.
Know? Yeah, which it is great. Because, you know, sometimes you go, can you remember how we did that 20 years
you
ago?
You at least have somebody in-house again, remember.
Yeah. And a lot of these trends are coming around again and again and again. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe more resolution, more frame rate. But it's the same story. And then So the last thing, just so we get the whole picture, we also do a racking solution as well.
So it's combined
racking power and cooling in one unit. So it's highly compact. You can get loads of gear in, you know, and also you don't have to tie stuff to the rack. You know, if you've got a little converter, you can pack it in there, and it's universal, so you can use it for anything. So you have, I'm just looking around your desk. You haven't got any really small gear, but anything half width or less. Racks on these modules, powers up as well. So we are really busy. But you're asking earlier how we decide what to do. Well, we listen to customers, really. Mm-hmm. You know, the customers are the best people to know where what they need and where they need to go. So we spend a lot of time doing a number of projects to listen beforehand, but mm-hmm. we also phone up our customers afterwards.
Speaking of customers, then, so there's so many things for our listeners to digest here. Mm-hmm. Where could they go and find out more if they can't go down there on the showroom floor?
Yeah, so a few things. So
you mentioned your YouTube channel.
Yeah, TV1-AV, and you get to see how gorgeous I am on that.
Right.
So some of the videos I'm slightly thinner and have more hair, but it is me, honest. So our website is www.tv1.com. That has got a wealth of information. I was talking to one of our partners yesterday. And you know how in a company you're always critical of what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I just love your website. I can find what I want right away. If I want a video wall press.
That means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a lot that goes into these websites. Typically, you know, at least a good website. You know, mm-hmm. they've done some UX work and some UI work to make it a tailored experience there.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in the – that's the project we're going to start after this, is we're going to create a new website. So it was no rest.
Absolutely not.
The other thing is we've got a whole team of sales guys, and it's all about relationship management, and they are all very technically knowledgeable, and they know our products,
mm-hmm.
and they generally have demo kit. Mm-hmm. We also have two training centers. Mm-hmm. So we invested heavily in training.
Where are they at?
So we've got the American one is in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And my buddy Paul runs that. So just go on our website, email him and book up for a session.
Mm-hmm.
I run the UK one, which is in Maidenhead. Uh-huh. So Maidenhead is just to the east of London. So just trying to, because people say, where's Maidenhead? So literally get on a train at Paddington Station.
Okay.
And 20 minutes later, you're in Maidenhead. So what often people do is they'll come across, we'll arrange the course so they can come the weekend before or go the weekend after and see London. I don't do the tour guide in London, but I can tell you how to do London in a day.
Provide some advice.
Yeah. So we do that. We also, you can download a bunch of our software. So you remember earlier I was talking about Choreographer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can download that. So that's our video wall software.
Very nice.
So you can download that and
is
try
that. Is that a full-blown or a trial?
No, it's the real thing. It's the real deal.
Wow.
Obviously, to make a video will work, you've got to buy ChoreoMaster.
Yeah.
Or if you want to do the multi-window view and the ChoreoView.
Mm-hmm.
But you can design your ChoreoMaster wall offline completely. So you can create your chassis and then create everything. You can create your displays, what size they are, what resolution they are, create it all. It's even got some little sample clips built in.
Uh-huh.
So you can
get a feel
you can
for see what it's going to be.
You know, and it's like all software. Some people feel a bit nervous using the software for the first time. So that's another thing Paul and me do is we do web training.
Very good.
So I'm talking to one of our partners. So how did you set this up? How did you set this car? I said, I watched your videos.
Yeah.
So that's the place people go first now. But if you want a hands-on session, you know, just reach out to us and we'll do that for you.
Very nice. Well, Mark, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me today. It's been a pleasure.
It's been awesome. I'm just going to look out the window. And the sun is still out.
It's gotten brighter
so
since
if you don't started. If you don't tell my boss, I'm going to sneak outside for a coffee in the sun for 5 minutes.
Absolutely not. I might join you.
Cheers, mate. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Well, that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.